is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And that's what happened this morning. People were testifying and telling what the Lord had done, and that can continue this morning. We're not, you know, we don't have any set schedule here. We allow the Holy Spirit to lead. So if the Holy Spirit has given you a testimony and to share, then that's needed. Somebody here needs that. So if you have a testimony this morning you'd like to give, you feel free to do so. All right. We have a visitor. We're really not a visitor, but anyway, I'm going to embarrass her. But Chelsea, you come on up, and while you're coming up, I'll. This is everybody knows Chelsea Thomas, but it's Chelsea Thomas Young now, and Chelsea has a new addition to the family. And yeah, hold your alls, oohs and ahs. Remember, we collectively do that, so just hang on. She doesn't want to be called Mama. She's too young to be Mama. So, but anyway, give us the name, birth date, and the weight, and all that good stuff. So he's eating well. He's eating well. All right, on the count of three. One, two, three. And the proud Nana is Wendy. So anyway. All right. I'm gonna ask our ushers if they'll come and serve us. We're gonna worship the Lord with our tithes and offerings. And if you're visiting with us today for the first time, you just sit your feet under God's table. Yeah, you're always welcome in God's house here. All right, Bobby, would you pray for the offering and the service, please? Amen.
Let's stand, take our hymn books, turn to page 239. Okay. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arm. I have blessed this, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arm. Leaning, safe and secure from all of harm. Leaning on the everlasting.
Offering the service, he asked God's anointing upon the word, and so we're looking forward to what the Lord has laid on Pastor Aaron's heart this morning.
Good morning. All hearts free. Someone have something else they'd like to share? I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Philemon. Philemon is right before Hebrews, if you want to turn there with us. Our class spent a little bit of time in Philemon last Sunday, but I want to go to one verse. But before I do that, I'd like to... Anybody know what this is? Brian's got x-ray vision. He could see that from here without his glasses. Yeah, I know. Easy pass. How many of you have an easy pass? What's an easy pass used for? You don't have to stop. You just go right on in. How do you feel when you get on a toll road? Or when you realize that you're about to get on a toll road? You wonder how much they're going to take you for, don't they? You're thinking, well... You know, I've made a mistake. I've got stuck on a toll road. And a lot of times we'll try to avoid that toll road because, you know, maybe we don't have an easy pass. Maybe we don't even have any cash. But sometimes, you know, that happens in our lives. But I began to think about that, and I thought, you know, we were coming back up the turnpike, and I didn't have my easy pass at that point in time, but I got right to the, you ever been, you know, when you get to the toll booth, they're all spread out, and it's like the Indy 500 has hit. shoom, 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 shoom. And people are cutting everywhere trying to get there a little bit quicker. And we were at the last toll booth coming back, and this guy cut across behind me, and I thought, sure, he's going to just tear us up, you know. And he was going to, and I'm looking at Susie, and I'm saying, did you see that? You know, it's easy to get road rage when you don't even want to, you know. But I'm thinking about that guy, and I'm thinking, what in the world's his hurry? We're just getting to the toll booth. And he wasn't even going to the easy pass lane. He was just shooting to the next lane. But so I pull on up and get ready. You know, I've got my $2 out. And the lady said, that person in front of you paid for you. So it taught me a lesson. That person didn't know who I was, but they'd paid. What do you call that?
Paying forward.
And I began to think about that, and I thought, you know, here I was complaining about the guy behind me, but the person in front of me took care of me. And I'm sure some of you all have had that a time or two. I had it at a biscuit place one time. I pulled up, and the lady says, I just got one little biscuit, and it wasn't very much, you know. And she said, that lady in front of you paid for you. And I thought, wow. And she said, do you want to pay for the guy behind you? I said, how much is his bill? She said, $18. So all I had was enough for that one biscuit. So, but, I thought about the easy pass. The easy pass is recognized, I believe, now in like 16 states in the Northeast. And you may not realize that, but you can use the same one that we have here to pay, you know, for your tolls in other places, other states. But there's something about this that's a little bit different. Anybody know this isn't an automatic payment? What is this? It's a prepaid pass. So it's paid in advance. So, you know, and it's also tied to your credit card, so that if you drop low, it's going to automatically, put it back in there. And of course, with the new changes that will be made at the end of the year, it's definitely to our benefit to have that. But I also did some research on it. It started several years ago. I believe it's in the state of Delaware. But they're looking at ways to use this at other things. McDonald's has also tried it, had a test site where they tried it. Can you imagine driving through McDonald's and just picking up and moving on? But again, it's got to be prepaid. Wendy's has also tested it too. So you say our world is becoming fast food, fast-paced. And sometimes we're in such a hurry just to get off the road and get through the gate. And but I want to read one verse out of Philemon. I'm going to go to Luke, and I'm also going to go to John. But again, the key to the easy pass is that the price is paid ahead of time. The key to my going down the turnpike was that person in front of me paid for my way to get through. I've had some of you all pay for my meal when I get up to leave a restaurant and we were together. And, you know, how does it make you feel when someone prepays something for you? Are you mad? Are you mad, Al, when somebody pays for your meal?
I thank them.
You're blessed.
Yes.
You're blessed. And we talked about that in the Sunday school class. So many testified this morning how blessed they were just to be here. But I want you to remember that. And I want you to talk to you just for a minute about Philemon. Philemon was a slave owner. And one of his slaves, Onesimus, stole from him and ran away. Now, prior to this, Philemon had come in contact with the Apostle Paul and accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior. So now we have a saved slave owner. And we have a fugitive slave. Runaway, stole from him. And guess who he ran into? Ran into the Apostle Paul. Guess what happened to him? He got saved. He got saved. So now you've got a saved slave owner, and you've got a slave, fugitive slave that Paul has introduced him to the Lord. So he wrote this letter to Philemon and sent it by Onesimus back to him, asking him to treat him as a brother now instead of a slave, a brother in Christ. Later on, he actually led a movement to release the slaves in that area. But I want to read verse 18. Now, this is Paul writing. And this is a situation where he was. Philemon had stolen from, Onesimus had stolen from Philemon. And this is what Paul said. If he hath wronged thee, or oweth thee aught, put that on mine account. So Paul is willing to do what for Onesimus? He's paying for it, isn't he? He's paying for him because here he is. Philemon had the right to do what to Onesimus? Being a slave owner. He could have had him killed. He could have had him killed. But what's the difference in the situation here in these two men's lives? What's changed in their lives? They both met Christ. What changed Saul's life? He met Christ on the road to Damascus. So all three of these men had a change in their lives because of Jesus Christ. And I thought, you know, that's the same in our lives. The change that comes in our lives is because of Jesus Christ. We might try to quit something. We might try to change our ways. But what happens when we do that? What are we in? We're in the flesh. And that flesh is warring against the Spirit at all times. But he says, if he hath wronged thee or oweth thee aught, put that on my account. And I want to use that for a thought for just a few minutes. Put that on my account. How does it make you feel when you help somebody else? It makes your heart blessed. So when we help somebody else, we're blessed. And when we get help by somebody else, we're blessed. We feel good about it. So here was Paul, and he's saying to him right now, he's saying, look, if he owes you anything else, I'll pay for it. I'll pay for it. You just let me know. Now, I want to go to another scripture in the book of Luke. In Luke chapter 10, verse 35. This is another situation. Now, in that situation, Paul knew Philemon. He had met him before. Paul had met Onesimus. He had led him to Christ while he was still in prison. But here, in this situation, is a perfect stranger. And in this chapter, we're reading where a lawyer asked him how he could inherit eternal life. And he told him that what he had done. And then he went on to say in verse 29, "But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, 'And who is my neighbor?'" Okay? So I'm not going to rehash the whole story here, but I want to say this. There was a priest. There was a Levi. Remember Greg mentioned that in our lesson this morning? Levi became who? They were those that took care of the temple. So here we have the priest had come, and what did he do when he saw the man wounded by the road? He drove to the other side of the road, didn't he? How many in here, you see somebody hurt along the road, you drive to the other side of the road? Sometimes we do that out of fear of what's going to happen, but in this situation, he stopped. And then it said, the Levite stopped. The Levi did the same. He looked and walked on the other side of the road to avoid him. And then the Samaritan stopped. The Samaritan and Jews, were they good neighbors? They didn't care a thing for each other, did they? But here was a Samaritan, and he found this man beside the road. He stopped. He helped him. He picked him up. Took him to an inn. Nursed his wounds and did all this for him. And then listen to what he said in verse 35. It says, "On the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, 'Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee.'" So what has this good Samaritan just done? Prepaid. He paid forward. He took 2 pence. He took monies to take care of the expenses that were already there. But then he made a promise. He says, "When I come again, I'll pay you whatever he owes you." So now, and Jesus went on and asked him, he said, "Now, which of these 3 thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves?" And he said unto them, "He that showed mercy on him." And then said Jesus unto him, "Go and do thou likewise." Go and do thou likewise. Every opportunity that we get, we ought to prepay something for somebody. If we got it. And if we don't have it, God understands. But if you got it and you do it, God is going to help you. He's going to extend. You cannot outgive who? You can't outgive God. How do we serve God? By serving one another. By helping one another. You say, "Well, I don't know that person." I was sitting in my car the other day, and a man walked up to me. It's lunchtime. I was going to lunch. And he said, I'm homeless, and I'd like to get something to eat." And then I'm sitting there thinking, I don't know what you're wanting to eat or wanting what you want. I should have loaded him up in the car and took him with me, but I didn't. I sat there for a little bit, and I thought, "Lord, you know the situation. I'm going to give him this money. And Lord, I hope you help him find something to eat." I reached into the money and I said, "Now, I'm giving you this for food. Don't be taking it and buying something else that you shouldn't be having." And I don't know, maybe I shouldn't have even said that. But, and I don't know where he went from there or what he did with it, but I gave because I felt at that time I should help him. So, and he said unto them, "He that showed mercy on him," then saith Jesus unto him, "Go and do thou likewise." Many times I see people standing on the street with their signs, "We'll work for food" or whatever. And I'm due as the Levites and the priests do. I drive on the other side of the street, go on by. A lot of times it's a scam, you know that, you know what they're doing, or some of them probably make more money in a day than we do by just standing there doing that. But if God leads you to give, we need to give. So we have Saul, who agreed to pay whatever. We have the Good Samaritan, who agreed to pay to help that person, whatever. Paying forward. Now, I want to go back to John. If you will, turn with me there to John chapter 14. What did we say the easy pass was? Prepaid to do what? Go through the gate. Go through the toll gate free of charge. Price has already been paid. Okay? So, you say, where do I get this easy pass? There's an office up on Dry Branch there that you can go in and they'll issue it to you. It costs you $5, and then they require you to put $20 on your prepaid account so that you can have that. They require you to give them a credit card so that when that $20 runs out, they can automatically fill it back up for you. So it's all about prepayment. Or paying the price for somebody else. I want to read one verse. 14th chapter and 6th verse says this. And this was Thomas's question to him. And said in the 5th verse, he said, in verse 4 even, Christ was talking. He says, whither I go you know, and the way you know. And Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. But it goes on a little bit farther. It says this, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. So spiritually, what do you feel is our easy pass to make it through the gate? When we get to heaven's gate, what's going to get us through? The blood of Jesus Christ. What did it cost you? Not a thing. It was what? Prepaid. Jesus paid the price. Now, if you go to a toll booth today and you don't have any money, I've always tried to plan on that because when I go, I don't want to slow down. I've got to $2 and hopefully going through. But what happens if you don't have any money? Has anybody been in that situation or known somebody in that situation? Ryan, did you not have any money? Tony?
AT&T card, they wouldn't take that one. But they let me go because we got car trucks coming all the time. She said, I'll just get the next one. So I went to the next one, and it was a particular lady that I always was friendly with. She went to church, and we talked about church a little bit as I stopped there. And I said, I'll find her boot, and she'll let me through. But she wouldn't let me through. She made me wait for the next guy. So I had to wait for the next UPS driver to come to get through. So.
I was in the middle of Dallas at 5 o'clock, but I just kept on going and got a $20 ticket later on my car.
Your dad,
I was on a company car.
You may not realize it, but they tell you this when you get your easy pass, that they take a picture of your license plate every time you go through. So if you have the easy pass and you for some reason it malfunctioned, they would let you go because you know they had your license plate recorded that your car was. So how did that make you feel, Ryan, not having enough money?
It's a pretty typical feeling for me.
Chelsea, you need to up his allowance just a little bit so he's got something in his pocket. Tony, sitting there by the road waiting. Have to wait on somebody else to get you through. Well, see, when we enter heaven's gate, there's nobody going to be coming along behind to pay your way through. They're not going to say, did your mom and dad know Jesus Christ? What's the question going to be? Do you know Jesus Christ? He is your only way to make it to heaven. He definitely paid the price. On the cross, after he had suffered everything he had suffered, he had bled out and he bled from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. What was that for? He was prepaying for us. He was paying forward for us. You say he paid for somebody he didn't know? Not in his situation. He knew all mankind. He knew you before you were born. But I thought, you know, as he was on the cross, you know what his last words on the cross? It is finished. You know what that means? It's paid in full. All of mankind's sins. If you trust in Jesus Christ, you give your heart to Jesus Christ. When you pull up to the gate, you're not going to be pulling up in your car. But when you reach the gates of heaven, you're either going to be sitting by the road and turn a different direction, or you're going to zip right on through. So Christ is our easy pass. But what he did was not easy. It was a hard task that he did to get us to heaven. On the cross, that is our easy pass to heaven. You say, Aaron, I don't need that. You know, there are a lot of people that say, I don't need an easy pass to go down the turnpike or travel a different state. I was in New Jersey, and they really like to take your money there. I got off of one turnpike and paid $18 and got on another one, going the wrong way, missed the toll booth. Wasn't nobody working in the toll booth. It was easy pass all around. Turned right, got back on, they charged me $8. I went a half a mile. But that was my fault because I didn't know the road. You know, in our life, we don't know what lies ahead in our lives. But we know who's in control. And we know who's going to get us through the gate. It's not your goodness that's going to get you to heaven. It's not your family's goodness that's going to get you to heaven. It's because there was a price paid in advance for you. And that was Jesus Christ. If you're here this morning and you don't know him as your Lord and Savior, I recommend him. Amen. If you're traveling the turnpike, this is okay, but you're still going to have to pay for it. That's ahead of time. But I want to offer you something that's completely free. Brian taught on this Wednesday night about heaven. And we talked about different things that may take place, who, you know, where it was, and a lot of different things. To me, it doesn't matter where it is. I just want to be there. A lot of people, when they die, their family will put in the obituary, you know, he's going straight to heaven. If he doesn't know Jesus Christ, he's not going straight to heaven. And I thought, you know, it's so simple. It's so easy. But yet it took such a great price that you and I didn't have to pay. So if you're here as we get a song of invitation, you don't know Jesus, I want to recommend him to you. I want to recommend him as a way that you won't be sitting outside the gate wondering, how did I miss this? You know, if you miss heaven, it's partly my fault. But this morning I've told you, so it's not my fault now. It's up to you. It's an individual thing. If you want to receive Christ, it's up to you. It's nothing that I've done or said except to introduce you to him. You know, Philemon, he was a slave owner. But Paul introduced him to Christ. Onesimus was a fugitive slave. But Paul introduced him to Jesus Christ. And their lives were changed. The Good Samaritan, you know, he could have chose to walk on the other side of the road. But he chose to stop and help somebody he had never met before. When I was coming down the turnpike, upset with what the guy behind me just did, and the person in front of me paid for my toll, I didn't know that person. I would say chances are they know Christ, though. Chances are when somebody pays forward, they know Jesus. And they know the story of Jesus and how he died for you. So if you don't know him this morning, Jesus is saying to you, I'll put that on my account today. All you have to do is come and accept him as your Lord and Savior. As we stand and as we sing.
255.
Thankful for each of you that have come this morning. The camp, did anyone get any word on the camp? How many was there, Terry? Do you remember last night?
Sixty
kids at our retreat this weekend, and that's where they're at this morning. They finish up right after a worship service, so you can pick your children up then. Rob was scheduled to speak this morning. He realized he was supposed to be up there, so we switched. So you be much in prayer for each and every one and anyone else before we're dismissed. We introduced her while you were out. I have to keep her straight most of the time. So. Anybody else have anything?